Mazel Shem Mizbeach, we begin Perek Shem, the second chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas Mechir, in the laws of selling, in the Sefer Kinder Book of Acquisitions, which we continue the theme of the previous Perek, which opened up regarding the ways of acquiring karka, and now in a similar vein, that of acquiring slaves and that of animals. As Rambam begins Halacha Alf regarding the ways of acquiring an Eved. So Eved Kanani, a non-Jewish slave, Hareu Kukarka Lekniya, he's like property, like land, regarding the laws of acquisition. In other words, to add on the ways of how you acquire land, not to diminish that the fact that he's a movable item and also could have the halacha metatlan. And therefore, v'nikna b'kesef u'b'shtar u'b'chazak, and therefore he could be acquired with monies or with documents or with, by being taken possession, as we said regarding karka. Halacha beis. Now, u'mahi ha'chazaka b'kein avadim. So although we explained in detail in the previous parak how you could do chazaka, take possession of land, but obviously that would have a very different format than it is by that of slaves. How does chazaka work by acquiring a slave? Sheshtamish behem is that you utilize them, which is similar to the concept of karka, but the way a servant is going to be utilized in front of his master. Ketzer, how so? If let's say he unties the master's shoe, or he ties on his shoe, or he transports his garments to the bathhouse, or he undresses him, or he smears him, or he scrapes his flesh, or he gets him dressed, or he lifts up his master. Kana, the master has acquired him in any one of these ways. And b'chein, so too, the other way around, the Megbi Haravas Eved, if the master lifts up the slave, Kana has acquired him too, not for the same idea, and that's because of Kin Havagba, of lifting him up like any movable object, but that would also be an acquisition. Halacha Gimel, not to Kafai Beviat slave, he grabbed him and he brought him to him. Kana, he's acquired him. Shavadim Nikn B'Meshicha Kazu, because just like we say regarding movable items, same thing over here, because he's movable, such a type of a pulling will acquire a slave, which is known as the kinyan mashicha. Avam karla eved b'asla, but if let's say he calls the slave and he comes to him, let's say his previous master tells him, go to the consumer, goes to him, he's not acquired him, because he's going on his own volition, because he's an intelligent human being, until you pull him forcibly, or you utilize him, like we explained in the previous halacha. Now, if he does chazaka with him, he takes possession of him, not in front of the master, so the original owner has to tell him, as we said in the previous paragraph regarding karka, since not in front of him, he has to tell him, go take possession, acquire him, and then he'll acquire him with a ma'aseh chazaka. Now, Eved Katan, in contrast, a minor slave, he is like an animal because he does not have intelligence yet, he's not 13, he's not a certain age. And he's going to acquire him with the ways that you acquire an animal. And in the ways that also how you acquire slaves, which is like we said before, by chazaka. But it's also adding on, like even if he's not, therefore you could acquire him by pulling him, even if you're not forcibly taking him, which would be just like an animal, having an animal go, as we're going to explain shortly how meshicha works by an animal, even if he's going on his own, unlike that of a human, because it doesn't have intelligence, and the minor slave is like that too. Which Halacha continues regarding that of acquiring an animal. Habehema, an animal, bein daka, bein gasa, whether small livestock or large livestock, niknas b'mashicha, they are acquired by pulling, by drawing it. Afpish, afsh, like b'yois, although you could technically lift up the animal, and generally when you could lift up, we don't acquire with mashicha by pulling, rather you have to lift up. But in this case, like b'yois, they didn't require you to lift up the animal. Nishemes chabetes b'aretz, because it could get a bang when you put it down on the ground. But if you did lift up the animal, you have acquired it. Because and also, lifting up something acquires in all places. And the reason is, once you lift up in your hands, a person's hands is their own domain. Even if a person is Rishos Aram, it's considered in his own Rishos, in his hands. Aval, but HaMashicha, in Koinim Ba'el B'Simta. In contrast, the drawing is not everywhere. It only acquires on like a corner off of the public domain, or a courtyard that's shared by both of them. But in Koinim Ba'el B'Rishos Aram, you cannot acquire it in the public domain, not in the courtyard that's not by either one of them. It has to go ahead and be somewhere where that area could be technically yours when you're drawing it to. Halach above. How do you acquire an animal by drawing, by pulling? Say, in Tzarech Lem, you don't have to say, if you actually pull it, and it goes, or if you were riding on it and it goes, Shakan, of course over there you're going to acquire the animal. But even if you don't pull it, you don't ride it, you just call it and it comes. Or you just hit it with a stick and it runs in front of him. Once it already lifted up its hand and its foot, he has acquired it. But that's only if he's doing the pulling in front of the owner. If he does the meshicha not in front of the owners, then again, like we said, then the original owner has to tell him before he does the meshicha, go do the meshicha and then acquire, and then he acquires it. Halacha Zayin. Hamoicher Eid L'Chaver. Someone sells a flock to his friend. So it's not just one animal. It's a whole flock. He gives it to him as a gift. Once he gives them the mashkeches, which is, he abehema, it's the animal hamaleches barisha eid that goes in front of the flock. And all the other animals follow after that animal. So ein tzarich lemalei, he doesn't have to tell him, mishkechu kenei, go ahead, do the mashkech and acquire. Why? Because giving over this mashkeches, this animal, kemisha amalei, it's as if he's telling him, lech mashkechu kenei, go ahead and do mashkech and acquire. Now, but kemen shabash lech eid, now once he does mashkech on the actual flock, kane is acquired. Even though there's a Mashiach not in front of him, just doing Mashiach on the Mashiach itself would not acquire, but now once he does Mashiach on the Eder, he's acquired because he gave him over the Mashiach. So even though it's like as if he told him Lech Mashiach, even though it's not in front of the, therefore it doesn't have to be in front of the original owner. Allah Chachas continues regarding the terminology that's effective for a Kenyan. So if someone says to his friend, Mashiach v'tikne, do Mashiach and then you will, so it's a future tense, and then you will acquire. Oy chazak v'tikne, or take possession and then you will be kind. Okay, it's b'dvar melu, anything similar like this. V'halacha mashach ha'shech, and then he goes and does mashicha, does chazaka. Loy kon, he's not acquired because shemishma tikne, because the understanding of the word that you will acquire is lahabah, it's a future tense. So therefore v'adayin lahikne is not acquired. It's saying and then you will, but this is not the actual kinyan. Ela rather tzach ha'moicha are nice and limely. Rather the seller or the gift, the ones that gifting it has to tell him lechazek ukene in the present tense. Go take possession and acquire. Oy mashicha ukene, do mashicha and acquire. Kaze with dvar melu or things like that. Shemishmoim shikne ata, which the understanding is that you can acquire right now. But eshiyim shechalich oyachse at the time when you're doing mashicha or doing the chazaka. Lochatez. So imel chabev. Someone says to his friend. Also again regarding the terminology that's used. Mashich parazu. Do mashicha on this cow. But you shouldn't acquire it until after 30 days. When Mashacha does the Mashicha, Loi Kana, he hasn't acquired the animal because when he actually did the action of the acquisition, which was right away, at that point, the seller didn't want the Lekech to acquire it yet because it wasn't 30 days yet. At the time when the Kinyan actually takes effect, which is after 30 days, at that point, the action, which was the Kinyan, is not here anymore. Which that's specifically unique to Mashicha, which it's not here, but in contrast, let's say monies, even if it's used up, that actually would work even subsequently, but here, when you did the mashicha, which is the pu'ula, the kinyan, which is when it's taking effect, is not yet. And when it is taking effect, then the kinyan is not here anymore. So then we're not going to acquire. But let's say he tells him, "Kinei me'achshav ula achashleishmim." When you acquired from now and after 30 days, which is basically saying it's going to be retroactive. After 30 days then from now, then kani is acquired, because once it's after 30 days, then the pu'ula, then the action that he did right now, will acquire. And therefore, even if it's in a swamp and on day 30, which is a domain which is not of that of the consumer, because as if he has acquired them from now on condition. So once the condition is done, which is after 30 days, then the acquisition which was done now is acquired. Because whoever says on condition is ko'im ma'ashav them, it's like as if he's saying that it should be from now. If someone sells an animal to his friend, or the son of a gives it to him as a gift, and he says, "Kenei oisa, I want you to acquire it." Kedetek shebnei adam kainim, the way people acquire things. So im mashach higbi, if he does mashiach or he lifts it up, so kan he's acquired it because that's how people usually acquire things. But if he was riding on the animal, so that depends. If it's in the fields, kana. That's how people usually ride it in the fields. They acquire it because that's the normal way. But if he's riding in the city, loikane has not acquired it. Why? Although that could be a kinyan, but that's not what he said. He said the way people normally do, and people don't usually ride the animal in the city. No, but lafikach, therefore, imhoya adam chashav, it was a distinguished personality. Shadarka lirka be'ir, where a distinguished personality does ride an animal even in the city. Adam mezuzah be'ir, so actually a very degraded person. Who doesn't care about that, people don't usually ride like that, but he doesn't care, and he'll ride in the city like that too. Like those who are involved in bringing up the animals or the slaves, lowly type of people, where it is normal for those type. Or let's say it was a woman, where she does not have the ability to hold on to the animal, it might get detached from her, and therefore it's normal for the woman to ride in it, even the city. Let's say it was a public domain where people trample over there, and therefore it's normal to ride such an animal, and not just to lead it, because then maybe people, there's so much traffic over there, congestion, that people are going to get in between him and his animal. Then actually, but then such a person actually would acquire by riding it, because that is normal for that person for that situation. But as long as it also goes with it. In other words, it's not enough just riding on it. It has to be that it moved because of him, and then he'll acquire it with that kinyan.